The Podfix Network.
Shall we get this show on the road, my friend?
Yep, let's do it.
And in 6.5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I am actually joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
Hold on, buddy. Can you just give me a minute? I got to check on these beef ribs I have going right now on the smoker.
And by check on them, you mean look at your laptop.
No, don't be so dramatic, Toph. It's an iPad mini connected to Wi-Fi to my thermometer outside.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. You're still looking at a device. That's what you mean by checking on your ribs.
That's right. That's right. They're beef ribs, my friend. Beef ribs that are going to be delicious. And I am trying two different rubs. So to answer your question, I am doing gloriously.
And beef ribs, those are big. Those are large ribs.
They don't call them dino ribs for nothing, my friend. And I got to say, as a quick note, I'm really glad I live in Texas now that I've started this hobby because A, the beef is less expensive here than other parts of the country, and B, at the grocery store, I can get better cuts than most people in the country at butcher shops. So I don't say that like flippantly. Like, I am so grateful that I can actually do that. So any day that I get to get the smoker going and work while I have the smoker going in the background, it's a good day. It's a good day.
I have been tracking your hobby, and I'm incredibly happy for you. You seem to be enjoying it.
I have big news.
Seriously?
I do.
Is it on the meat front? Is it meat-related news?
Dude, on the front lines of meat, I finally pulled the trigger on a brand new smoker, offset, stick burner, real Texan deal.
What?
Yep. That thing was not cheap. It's shipping from Houston because they don't have any local vendors here for the one that I wanted. I did it, buddy. I spent a boatload of money on it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you going pro with your meat business?
Dude, as soon as I possibly can.
That's awesome.
I am accepting orders, that's for sure.
God, good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I had to source my wood.
Well, I guess what I want to say is welcome back to the show.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
It's always a bummer when you aren't able to be on the show, but I do want to thank Keith of That Was Great, Wasn't It? And Munster Hunters and Pop-Up Filmcast. He's a man of many podcasts these days, but I do want to thank him for capably filling in for you.
Yes, he did so handily. It's always a pleasure to listen to our dear friend, the MVP, uncontested MVP,
That's quite right. Frankly,
for a long time. So thanks, Keith. And it's going to be back, buddy.
Well, and as you know, and this is all 2 weeks ago, you missed two major milestones. You missed our five-year anniversary our 50th episode since we spun off.
Yep. It was in true fashion. I just don't take the big one seriously.
Yet another something else to add to the lore.
Listen,
of our show.
If you can't stick to your principles, like, then you'll fall for anything. So,
well, with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Adam, hopefully for the sake of your own situation, you don't skip this. Today is Mother's Day.
I haven't talked to my mom in 10 years. I miss it every year.
But you're also married to a woman who has children, and therefore you also have children, and she is a mother.
Right. And I have a mother-in-law who's awesome.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't miss it. I love them.
Well, tomorrow is a day that's very important to me because for some reason, I'm far more concerned about this than I should be or other people are, and that is Lost Sock Day.
I celebrate Lost Sock'em Day, the time all the opportunities I've missed to sock somebody in the face.
Oh. And that's a lot. You've missed a lot of opportunities to do that.
Oh, dude. I mean, you almost socked me in the crotch for missing the last show, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you were local.
Yeah, Dunskies.
For sure. But yeah, no, I consider it a great victory when I find a lost sock and reunite it with its sock friend. And when I come up missing half of a sock pair. I take that probably worse than most people.
I have full confidence in that statement.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday is National Alphabet Magnet Day. Do you know what this is referring to?
Classic magnets on the refrigerator.
Yes.
Whenever your friends come over, they wrote curse words on it.
Yes. I finally remember those. Very nostalgic. Wednesday is National Sleepover Day.
Are you ever too old for sleepovers? No.
Thursday is National Archery Day.
I love archery. It's so fun.
I do too. Now, do you remember that? What was that guy on YouTube that did that amazing video of archery? He was like Norwegian or Swedish or...
I never saw that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lars Anderson. If you haven't seen Lars Anderson do archery, this is a tip to you and our listener. Check out Lars Anderson's archery video.
It's on the queue right now.
Okay. Check that out later. Friday, Adam, is Friday the 13th.
You know, I have not seen a single Friday the 13th movie.
Huh. I think I've seen one.
Yep. It missed me. I missed that train.
Yeah, I did too. And on Saturday, we'll wrap up a full week of fantastic celebrations. On Saturday was something I'm very fond of, which is National Miniature Golf Day.
I love miniature golf.
I like miniature golf far more than I like real golf.
I have never actually played real golf, so I can't make that assertion.
I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I much prefer the miniature version.
Yeah, but aren't the deals made on the golf course?
I can make deals on a miniature golf course.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, listen, before you hit that ball through the clown's mouth and the, you know, spin and the windmill.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this real estate deal, bud? Where are we on this?
Yeah.
What do we got to do here?
They're proportionately smaller deals. Okay. But they're still deals.
Yes.
And you got to make your deals a lot faster, you know, because a 4-hour round of regular golf is condensed down to, I don't know, what seems like about 25 minutes.
Yeah, the drinking is way faster on the mini golf course.
Yeah.
You got to compound them.
That's right. But deals nonetheless. All right, Adam, well, with that, let's turn our attention to this week in history.
Okay, buddy, we have some really good ones coming up this week. A couple of ones that I really enjoy. So,
also, not to rub it in, but I intentionally lined up lots of tragic events for you, and you missed those as well. It was loaded with tragedy, which I know you're a big fan of, and you missed it.
Which is ironic because I hate Shakespearean tragedy. But when it's somebody else's misfortune.
That's snooty tragedy.
That's true.
You like tragedy for the common man.
That's right. You know, your everyday Joe tragedy, as it were.
Yeah, kind of Florida man version of tragedy.
Yeah, Florida man, you know, exactly. All right. So we have some good ones in here, though, nonetheless. And we'll start it off in ye olde 1800s. So in 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad is completed, unifying the United States, which is a fascinating story, by the way. The guy who did it, like, they thought he was disappeared and insane, but he was actually a genius. Check it out sometime. Of course, by the way, this is going to be history quick hits because it feels good to be back in the saddle. So crossing that century line, in 1904, the first American Olympiad opens in St. Louis, Missouri. How do you feel about that, buddy?
You would have had to have given me many guesses for me to guess St. Louis as the first American Olympiad.
I think if I had all the guesses, I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Although back then they had the World's Fair out there, they had the St. Louis Arches. So St. Louis was kind of a big deal at the time.
That's true. It wasn't a county fair.
No.
It wasn't a state. It was
the World's Fair. Yeah.
The World's Fair. Right.
I wish they still did the World's Fair, by the way. This is me calling for the World's Fair to be brought back. So anybody listening, make that happen.
Hey, World's Fair, we're calling you out.
Yeah. Where you been, World's Fair?
Yeah. This is the official challenge. Come back. Somewhere other than St. Louis.
Whoa. You just crapped on St. Louis.
Dude, it's cold there, man. It's cold. All right. So moving forward 10 years. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson proclaims the first Mother's Day. So nice little tie callback there to the Mother's Day holiday.
Way to go, Woody.
Yeah, buddy. Next is a good one. In 1945, VE Day is celebrated in America and Britain. Okay, so it's victory in Europe and in World War II. Now, if you want some good musical history about World War II, check out a song called Primo Victoria by the band Sabaton, which details the events of D-Day, on the 6th of June on the shores of Western Europe, 1940. Yeah, then they go, it's awesome. So check it out. Sabaton, Prima Victoria. Really good song. Okay, a couple years later, in 1947, B.F. Goodrich Company announces the development of the tubeless tire, which I know was big news for you, buddy.
Yes, I love tubeless tires.
Who among us does not?
I'm a huge fan of things that don't require tubes.
Me too.
I'm borderline anti-tube, actually.
Except in water parks.
No, that then tubes are essential, if not mandatory. Right.
After that, screw you, tubes.
Yep, get out of my life.
We don't need that kind of negativity in this podcast.
That's right.
In 1963, Sean Connery stars in his first Bond movie, Dr. No. Quick hits continuing. 1976, the theme song Welcome Back, Cotter is the number one song in America, which is completely understandable. It's a great song. All right, a couple more. Okay, in 1999, President Clinton apologizes to the Chinese leader for the accidental embassy bombing.
This is my favorite history note we've ever discussed, by the way.
I think so, too. So let me read that again. President Clinton apologizes to Chinese leader for accidental embassy bombing.
Sit in that for a second. Just meditate on that for a moment.
Do you think he went...
Yes, what did that apology sound like?
Let's try it out. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, China. This is America.
Hello, America. I think I know why you're calling, but go ahead.
How are you doing?
Just get to it. I'm fine.
So, funny story.
Wait. Like funny haha or like funny interesting? Or what do you mean by funny?
We all take our interpretation of the word funny differently.
Okay, go on. I'm listening.
Right. So, we were having... a little birthday party for the secretary. It was her birthday.
Okay.
One thing led to another. We accidentally bombed your embassy, and then we had dessert, and it was really lovely because we had this.
Wait.
What's up?
Back up a couple of sentences.
Okay.
Maybe I missed something. I think you're bearing the lead, and you're doing it on purpose.
Well, it was a wonderful party. We had cake. We had a performance by a local band.
After that.
Well, then we had like the accidental embassy bombing. Then we had drinks afterwards, and then we had
stop again. Before drinks, what was that again?
It was an accidental embassy bombing, but then we had really good drinks.
You accidentally bombed our embassy.
It was a crazy party, man. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what kind of party I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
I kind of think you should be calling to apologize, but this doesn't sound like an apology.
No, I did. I said, I'm sorry about that, but I mean, listen, I'm Bill Clinton, baby. You know what kind of party I throw.
Look, you can't just saxophone your way out of this, okay? You bombed our embassy.
It was during a birthday party. It was a complete accident. In fact, I think that you're taking this the wrong way. In fact, you should apologize to me for not being more understanding.
Well, that's rich. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mean, I'm just saying I'm calling here to make an apology, and basically you're just accusing me of not, telling you the story properly.
You haven't said the words "I'm sorry" yet in this conversation.
I said it three sentences ago. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. We accidentally bombed your embassy, and that's why I called to tell you, but you're more concerned with the details of me forgetting that than actually focusing on whose birthday it was.
Like 112 people died. And you're calling it an inconvenience?
Yeah, it's probably a bigger inconvenience than a minor one, but yeah.
Well, I would say so.
Well, right. So just accept the apology, and then we can go back to the way things were yesterday.
Okay. Well, I have to go attend a mass funeral. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about having accidentally bombed our embassy?
Are you free for golf next Friday?
Click. Nicely done.
I was a little bit nervous throwing a scene around with an improviser.
Well, I mean, let me pay you a compliment. I've paid you before, and I've already told you I think you've got natural talent that you could bring to the stage should you choose to do so.
You just set him up, man. You set him up in such a way that the ideas just keep flowing.
And... listeners, in case you didn't recognize this, We just broke new ground again. First show back in a couple episodes. Adam comes with his golden shovel, and we do live improv on the show for the first time ever.
That was fun. You were an amazing Chinese government, I got to be honest.
Well, I mean, ask around the local comedy community and they'll say, the one thing Toph is known for, it's being the Chinese government.
She's a really good UN representative, no matter what happens.
Yeah, they'll pull me aside after a set and say, oh, he didn't get to it in this set, but go ahead, do your Chinese government.
Or it's like, man, I really have to do a scene right now, but oh, do we have any UN representatives here that could be a really good representative of the UN, you know?
Right.
NATO, anybody?
Or like at a party, oh, they're like, God. Oh, yeah, I know you can swallow a goldfish and cough it back up, but have you heard Toast Chinese government? No.
You know, type 20 on, like, you know, world affairs.
Toph, get over here.
Or it's like you show up to a party late, it's like, oh, thank God, dude. Like, this is not going well. We need somebody who can do some, like, you know,
this
global
party
representation
is
here.
A dud. Hurry, dear Chinese government, save this thing.
And you're like, do you want like a long one, short one? What are we looking at? What kind of theme? What vibe are we doing?
How much time do I have?
And then you just get the floor. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have one left. Then thank you, buddy. That was really fun. Thanks for letting me break some comedy ground with you there.
I agree.
That was awesome. All right. Cheers. Well, one more. In 2010, Betty White becomes the oldest Saturday Night Live host. You know what? I will say, I said this on the show before, that like I think it's interesting when you die at 99 and everyone says you were gone too soon. Like, God, what? Like, I hope people say that about me. Like, you're such an amazing person that you died at 99. Everybody's like, God, really wish you had more time. Gone too soon.
Well, I mean, those Snicker commercials were awesome.
That was the only thing she was known for.
Yeah. Yep.
We've talked about that before. People are better known for their commercials than their actual accomplishments.
Yep, like Mr. Coffee comes to mind.
One of my favorites, actually.
Mine as well. All right, Adam, how about the news?
It wouldn't be returned to the show without a good news jingle.
Well, Adam, the good news is that we've overcome our backlog of news stories, so we don't have to do news quick hits. Thank you to Keith for carrying the bucket for the two episodes that he was here where we had to do news quick hits, both episodes back to back because we had so many news stories.
So it was a thank you, but also a ha-ha on your face.
What? No, I don't know what you mean by that. We had a lot of news stories to get through. And he bravely worked his way through this. So.
He forged on. Yep.
Yes, he did. Well, Adam, I was digging around in the This Week Today news archives because every once in a while we have to make sure that we're not missing, you know, a really important news story, you know, passing over it. And I was looking for those types of things and I came across this gem, my friend.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of people attended the 5-day Redneck Rave Festival. Did you remember this? Did you hear about this?
I mean, outside of me attending it. Yeah.
Oh, so you were there. Oh,
yeah, of course. I mean, I wasn't able to get there. I had to go to work, but I did have a ticket.
Well, it was held at the Blue Holler Off-Road Park. That's what it's called. That is 90 miles south of Louisville, Kentucky, which seems appropriate.
Yep.
Adam, at this gathering, dozens of attendees were charged with a range of offenses.
Oh, come on, baby. Give me something good. Talk to daddy.
Going from drug trafficking, not just drugs, drug trafficking to felony assault.
Trafficking?
Yes. So not just other drug offenses, but actually drug trafficking. Some were left, Adam, seriously injured as grisly scenes unfolded at what organizers billed as America's wildest and craziest country party.
Wow. And you said dozens, so it wasn't like a that's not like a lot of people that can like bear that torch, you know.
That's right.
And it's like they did it with small numbers.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later, actually. So for example, Adam, one man had his throat slit by a friend after a drunken fight. had his throat slit.
Fatally?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So they both got drunk, got into a fight. The one guy slit the other guy's throat and then ran into the park, because there's a lot of people and commotion and stuff going around. So he just disappeared into the crowd. They never found the guy. They never identified the guy and arrested him.
Okay, well, two things. Number one, that sounds like a literal rager. And two, a disclaimer for anyone who has small children around.
Well, just... Oh, yeah, crap. Okay, I'll play the warning. Play the warning right here.
Warning. This contains graphic content that may distress some readers.
Okay, getting back to the story. So just imagine the biggest, craziest party, and it's a lot of four-wheelers and big trucks and in mud and a lot of country stuff going on. So that's kind of the scene. So also in a separate incident, 29-year-old Lancer Hodges was arrested after he allegedly strangled a woman until she passed out when they got into a fight over a...
Okay, a guy or chicken turkey leg.
A blanket, Adam.
So close.
Yes. So this man and this woman got into a fight over a blanket. He strangled her until she passed out. Hodges denied choking the woman, but was charged with, and this is, you know, something we pay close attention to, strangulation, wanton endangerment, and fourth-degree domestic violent assault.
Okay. So it sounds like he has at least a decent potential to get a good sentencing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's going in the right direction. A man driving a side-by-side. Do you know what that is?
A side-by-side.
That's kind of one of those gators. It's like a four-wheel drive golf cart. They're called gators. This might be my favorite incident of the entire event. He ended up with a log impaled into his abdomen.
I just imagine like sailing over a hill, like into a tree branch, like.
Let me just say that again. He ended up with a log impaled in his abdomen.
Yeah, and depending on the size of that log, that's the end of that guy.
Well, it didn't happen unlike what you just described. He drove over a log. He was not flying, but he was driving over it. But it broke through the floorboard and stabbed him in the stomach. And when it tried to come out the back of him, it was stopped by the steel plate behind his seat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So first responders were forced to leave the log in the man's abdomen until they airlifted him, which means helicopter, to the hospital. And there's no word on whether or not he survived.
No word? The article couldn't just take make a phone call?
Like one more sentence?
Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, did he live? No? Oh, cool. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries.
There were multiple others that suffered severed fingers, broken bones, dislocated joints, and severe lacerations at the festival.
Boy, that is a dangerous festival.
In addition to all of that, medics also, and this is not surprising at all, also treated dozens more who had become ill because of alcohol consumption.
Oh, yeah, alcohol. Yeah, right. I wonder who the bands were.
In any case, the sheriff, the local sheriff, did try to plan ahead for the event and was just unable to. He ended up making a decision. I don't blame him for this decision. This sounds very controversial, but then if you think about it, you're like, what other choice did he have? But basically, the goal of law enforcement for the event just ended up being, we just want to contain all of the illegal activity in the event.
Yeah.
So basically, they just paroled the perimeter, and as people came and left the event, they busted him for various things, except for, of course, the incidents I just described. Like, those things required emergency reaction by authorities. Right. But as far as just illegal activity broadly, they were like, just do it inside the festival. Just if you keep it in there, we're not going to hassle you. And that's how they handled it.
I feel like that's how we should treat most things like that. Listen, whatever you do at the house, okay?
Yeah.
Just don't do it over here in this library.
Now this is where I was actually really surprised, and you mentioned this at the top of the discussion. So there were tens of thousands of people at this party.
Oh, really? I think you said dozens. Oh, but I guess that was relating to injuries.
Yes. No, there were tens of thousands of attendees, but there were only 48 people that were charged with varying offenses.
It's not a bad ratio. It's not bad.
No, that's a tiny, tiny, that's far less than 1%. Like, very tiny. There were 30 charges involving drug or alcohol offenses, 63 traffic-related offenses, and 2 arrest warrants were served on a fugitive.
Gotcha, bud. Welcome to the festival.
There were also 6 felony charges, including assault, strangulation, wanton endangerment. We talked about those earlier. 14 people were arrested. So there were only 14 arrests out of tens of thousands at possibly the wildest party ever to be thrown. I found that to be absolutely shocking.
Party sounds more apropos because are there like food vendors there?
Well, you'd have to see the pictures because the pictures are absolutely wild. They're insane.
Okay, that makes me feel at least a little bit better. So it's like tens of thousands of people at a party, basically.
Yes. It sounded like a Woodstock without the music.
Right, it's got shit-faced and beat each other up.
Yes. And when I mentioned the pictures, like, yeah, the pictures were crazy. In fact, one featured a woman with a sign that said, "Take a shot of my breast milk."
Oh, no.
She was walking around with a sign that said, "Take a shot of my breast milk."
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah. Would you like a word from the event's organizer?
Absolutely.
Justin Stowers boasted that the festival was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And despite the havoc at the event, that's putting it lightly, Stowers thanked the police and fire departments for working with us to make everything run as smooth as we can. I think that there's quite a few people that would disagree that things went smoothly.
Dude, like you said, less than 1% went poorly.
Well, I mean, that's just like tickets and arrests and stuff. He goes on and says, "We could definitely improve on a lot of things to make the one in October run a lot better. We are listening to all your suggestions," according to a Facebook post. Now, related to October, this happened in June. So what I didn't understand is he threw this in June. Was he going to do it again just a few months later?
Dude, you got to have a summer and a fall festival.
He says, "This is the biggest event we've ever done. And with as many people and random things that popped up unexpectedly, I feel like we handled it very well."
Yeah, you know, I mean, like every post-game interview has things for improvement as well as enjoying the win.
Yeah. So he seemed totally satisfied, actually excited, and not at all apologetic about the more insane things that occurred.
I mean, can you really hold him responsible for those items?
Well, I mean, he is the host.
Wow. That... What are the dates of the next festival?
Well, you can look it up. It's called the Redneck Rave.
We need to do some Toph and Adam on the street.
Okay. You want you and I to attend the next Redneck Rave?
We have to.
Okay.
Chaos and Moonshine, the Redneck Rave.
Well, unfortunately, Adam, we don't have time for our next story.
Well, what can be more interesting than throat slashing, impalements, and mass arrests?
Well, how about I read this headline and you can decide for yourself?
Okay.
And I think you're going to appreciate this as a frequent traveler. Are you ready?
Yes.
Drunk passenger leads cops on wild chase on a motorized suitcase.
Those things aren't very fast. Kind of crappy cops were there.
Especially when piloted by a drunk person.
Yeah, that's his real tip. Bob and weave, you know?
Yeah. Well, we promise to make every possible effort to get to that story in a future episode.
Well, and I think that we've held true to that. And I'd like to corroborate the fact that the pictures for this Redneck Rave are amazing.
Yep.
So
I encourage everyone to Google Redneck Rave and enjoy for yourself.
So step up your game, suitcase driver. You got a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Adam, do you have some birthdays for us?
Bro, you know I got birthdays for days. All right, we got a couple of good ones on here. Some you might even recognize. First one, you probably don't know this one, Rob Gronkowski.
Never heard of him.
Age 33. Yeah, yeah. He's a totally unknown person. Not sure how he made this list. He certainly didn't win multiple Super Bowls with two teams in the NFL. This one you definitely will know, Ghostface Killah. He turns 52. One of my favorites, Tony Hawk, turns 53, along with Cate Blanchett, also turns 53. So, kudos to them.
Everyone should check out the Tony Hawk documentary. It's supposed to be excellent.
He just seems like a real good dude, man. He seems like he drives around, he's like, he'll see skateboarders, and he's like, hey, do a kickflip. And then, like, he'll give him a skateboard or something, like merch and shit. It's awesome. All right, this one's awesome. Darius Rucker turns 56. Talk about one of the greatest career pivots of all time.
True.
Emilio Estevez turns the big 6-0. Tof the big 60, as you would say in Spanish, 60 years old.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you. Dennis Rodman, 61. The Worm himself, 61. Bono, your favorite, turns 62. Stevie Wonder turns 72, if you can believe that. Billy Joel turns 73. The mighty George Lucas, love him or hate him, turns 78. And David Attenborough turns 96, so close to the big 100.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
Thank you, Adam. And thank you, Clay Groves. I have two people that were born on this day, but are now dead. First, Fred Astaire died in 1987 at the age of 88. Today, he would have been 123. And... Florence Nightingale died in 1910 at the age of 90. Today she would have been 202.
You know what? If you had told me that, I would have put her much later in the 1900s, not that early.
What, like the 90s?
Yeah, like the early aughts, you know, 2000s.
What? She died? When did Florence Nightingale die?
Is this a whole other thing again?
Yeah, there you go. So,
another Klugman all over again.
That's a joke for our closest, longest time followers. All right, Adam, that brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today.
I hate when you say that.
Yeah, me too. Some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline, someday that'll make sense, is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend, Phil Rude, for creating our custom logo. From my pal, Lord Saunders, welcome back, sir. I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Sorry, buddy. I can't talk. I gotta go check on the meats. Later.
Godspeed.
Thank you, friend.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.
What does any other podcast who shall not be named know about a 6.5 count?